Welcome to Legislative Report with your State Representative Ryan McKenzie of the 134th Legislative District in Lehigh and Berks Counties. Representative McKenzie, welcome to this report to your constituents. While we are coming up on a special holiday where we honor those who gave their lives for their country, what do people need to know?
That's correct. Memorial Day is the day that is set aside to honor the more than 1.1 million Americans who have died in wars and conflicts in which the United States has been involved. Please take a moment to join me in remembering these men and women who sacrificed their lives for us and for our country by participating in Memorial Day events in your community. For more information on Memorial Day ceremonies to be held at Veterans Administration National Cemeteries, you can visit www.cem.va.gov. Again, www.cem.va.gov. And for historical background on this solemn holiday, you can visit www.usmemorialday.org. Again, www.usmemorialday.org.
Well, of course, Pennsylvania has been one of the states that has suffered the worst from the opioid epidemic that's been sweeping the nation. I understand that the House of Representatives is working on some bills to help address some of the problems that result from this and perhaps some solutions. What's going on?
As we continue to combat the opioid abuse epidemic plaguing the Commonwealth, the House Health Committee has approved two bills to better regulate pain management clinics and help identify patients who previously overdosed. House Bill 1005 would help healthcare professionals identify and better treat patients who previously overdosed by requiring first responders and hospital personnel to document the use of Narcan, Naloxone, or any other opioid overdose agent in the patient's record in a state database. The database was created in 2014 to help track opioid prescriptions to prevent people with an addiction from obtaining multiple scripts from different doctors. House Bill 1214 would require pain management clinics to be licensed and regulated by the Department of Health to ensure that they are not prescribing or dispensing controlled substances inappropriately. While it is important to ensure people who are struggling with chronic pain can access the medications they need, it's equally important to prevent the diversion, misuse, and abuse of controlled substances. Both bills now go to the full House for our consideration.
Well, with Memorial Day, the summer vacation season has officially kicked off, and there's a lot of people out there on the highways. What do people need to keep in mind?
Yeah, Pennsylvanians traveling can log on to www.511pa.com. Again, www.511pa.com to check current traffic patterns from construction, traffic delay warnings, weather forecasts, traffic speed information, and to access more than 770 traffic cameras around the state. The service is free and available 24 hours a day. 511PA is also available through a smartphone application, by calling 511, or by following regional Twitter alerts accessible on the 511PA website. For more information about 511 and other Department of Motor Vehicles information, you can always visit www.dmv.pa.gov. Again, www.dmv.pa.gov.
Representative McKenzie, thanks for this report to your constituents, and tune in again next time for Legislative Report with your state representative, Ryan McKenzie.